Hey there, brother. It's Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men again. Thanks again for tuning in today. I'm here with my good buddy, Kurt Green. Kurt's in the Divorce Bomb online course. Say hi, Kurt.
Hey, guys.
The How to Diffuse the Divorce Bomb online course has got a huge community of Facebook guys, and these guys just talk all day long. Kurt's in that group, but I've known him a lot longer. He has done all kinds of stuff, wildlife, biology help. You've done house building. You've done machining. You've done motorcycle maintenance. He's done everything. And then I told him about this he shed, she shed. He said, hey, where do you live in? Deadwood, South Dakota? Mm-hmm. Deadwood, South Dakota. He goes, what if I drive down next weekend and help? It's like 5 hours.
5 hours.
So I wanted to ask, what makes a guy say, I'll jump in the truck and I'll drive 5 hours down, 5 hours back, and help you for a weekend to put windows in and the roofing on this shed? Why did you do it?
Friendship, I would say. Being with Steve over the weekend had been such a good time. Of course, we've known each other for a while. Mm. But we working together as a team to work on this is just a friendship building experience. Yeah. And that's what I was down here for.
We've never done it before either, right?
We've never.
One guy in the roof yelling down dimensions, one guy with the saw, one guy making fun, one guy poking a joke, whatever. And it's just so much fun. And the reason we're telling you this is, as you know where I'm going, all right? Ask for help. In this case, I didn't ask for help. He offered before I asked, but I love getting help and it's been so great. And we would have never gotten all this done. There's two windows, a door, all the plywood and the trusses have been set. Unbelievable. And I tried to keep up with him. I think, what are you, 10 years younger than me or something?
Something like that.
And so ask for help. Go out of your way for a friend. Drive 5 hours, drive 10 hours, do whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. When you take the initiative, when you do it, in this case, Kurt took the initiative, and I said, oh, yes, I'd love to see you. So now we're going to go drink some beer. We're going to eat some hamburgers and brats and chill out. It's been two heavy days of lifting. I just want to thank you, buddy, for being here.
It's my pleasure, Ben.
Yeah. So ask for help and find a friend. That's our message for today. And whenever you guys are ready, when I have my next retreat, we'll have a raffle to see who gets to sleep in the he shed, she shed. Take care. Bye-bye.